Jerry Bader Show, 1021. It has begun. It has begun. The Capers watch. Dom Capers, should he stay or should he go? Boy, I didn't see that. The Green Bay paper has a field of question marks. And then in the center of that field of smaller question marks, there's a larger question mark. In that larger question mark, there is Dom Capers. As you know, at the end of last year, I felt the Packers should seriously consider making a move. There seems to be some reading of the tea leaves in the media that Mike McCarthy might be more open to that than he was last year. I'm not sensing that at all. My belief is that Mike McCarthy continues to be fiercely loyal to Dom Capers, realizes something's got to happen on defense, but I don't think he thinks it's Dom Capers. The defensive players are fiercely supporting Dom Capers. Now, I think that's what some people are looking at. When players do that, it's usually because the coach is in trouble. And they're getting the sense that time might be up for Dom Capers. Do I put it all on Dom Capers? No. Was the defense better before Aaron Rodgers got hurt? Yes. Here is where it gets interesting, though. The Packers' defense in 2012 wasn't awful until they got to the playoffs. The defense improved from 2011 to 2012. It's hard to forget that because they were 15-1 in 2011. That's what happens when you have a video game offense. You can outscore just about anybody except the Kansas City Chiefs. And actually, the defense did improve in 2012, but then just collapsed in the playoffs. I would argue the Packers' defense, especially already short people, and then losing additional people during the game, played a pretty good game Sunday. So this is a little different. It was a bad 2013 for Dom Capers' defense, but a pretty good playoff game. Do you agree with that assessment, Jason? Yeah, I think, quite frankly, I think Aaron Rodgers had it right. The defense played well enough to win, except they couldn't get off the field on that last drive. But I still think they played well enough to win. That's what I believe. So what should they do? Well, they need more talent on defense. There's just no disputing that. I said this to a couple people yesterday. I don't think I said this on the air. I don't think the Packers, maybe I did. I don't think the Packers' defense has ever recovered or ever replaced Woodson and Collins. I just don't think it has. I think that's just a reality. And I think that the pass rush wasn't as good as we thought it was with those guys in the back defensive backfield. They are not mutually exclusive, you know. You get more sacks, you get more turnovers when you've got playmakers back there. Woodson, before the injury, even at that age, wasn't just a playmaker, he was a difference maker. And Collins was definitely a playmaker. You saw that in the Super Bowl. They just haven't recovered from that, in my opinion, and haven't replaced it. I think if you're going to be completely honest as a Packers fan, the defense needs a huge talent upgrade. The good news is, well, depending on how you want to look at this, most of the free agency loss is probably going to come on defense. Sam Shields, I think you got to keep. I think you just, Ryan Pickett is of an age, you know, some of these other guys. James Jones is probably going to be the one significant loss on offense. When you look at what's coming back on the Packers offense, they certainly look like they should be a championship offense. I think the offensive line is going to be better with Bakhtiari having a year under his belt and Bulaga back. Do you leave David Bakhtiari where he is, or do you move him on the line with Bulaga coming back, Jason? Except those are the things they're going to have to look at. I don't think we've seen the best from Eddie Lacy yet. Having Lacy there has made Starks more effective when he gets runs. I think the offense is going to be very, very good, assuming they can stay healthy. I do not see JerMichael Finley. Will they re-sign Starks? Oh, yeah, he is one of them, isn't he? Yeah. That's tough. They should. I mean, they really should. I think you need a huge upgrade on defense. I think you need to shore up the defensive backfield. And I think you do need a stud pass rusher that you just don't have on the line. I'm not talking Clay Matthews. I'm talking on the line. Yeah. Now, they should have some decent draft picks. They're going to be kind of a Midland draft pick team with that early exit from the playoffs. I really, really hope they build up that defense. And you've got some guys coming back from injury. Okay, so I've evaded the question here. By the way, there are 20 free agents Ted Thompson has to wrestle with. That's a lot. Should Capers come back? I felt there was some defensive talent on there out there last year that they didn't capitalize on. There's no one out there, you know, it's like anything else. My inclination would be to replace him if I thought, hey, we really need him or him. And I can't think of two or three guys that I think would, I just don't have any in my head right now. I did last year. I don't think Lovie Smith would have come because obviously he was sitting out for a head coaching job and he got one in Tampa. And I think that was a very good hire. I'm a Lovie Smith fan. I have a very good coach. I think he did a lot with a little in Chicago and the Bears and the McCaskies didn't realize that. That's my opinion. I don't think you make a change just to make a change. I think if you have somebody in mind who can do a better job, then you do that. I don't have that person in mind. Yesterday we mentioned, of course, Senator Ron Johnson has filed a lawsuit in Wisconsin, U.S. District Court in Wisconsin, to block the federal government from helping to pay for health care coverage for members of Congress and their staffs. Why? Because it's unconstitutional to arbitrarily change a law. Wisconsin 5th District Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner issued a release just ripping Ron Johnson for this, saying it's a political stunt, misguided. Jim Sensenbrenner knew this problem was coming, and he could have prepared for it with his staff. Instead, he whines, and we're going to have a bunch of snotty-nosed college kids as our staff because they're not going to have good insurance and blah, 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 blah. He made an ass of himself, in my opinion. How does the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report this? Senator Ron Johnson's Obamacare lawsuit widens GOP rift. One guy, Jim Sensenbrenner, peeing and moaning about this. And by the way, very disappointing from Jim Sensenbrenner on this. No, he didn't widen any rift. In fact, there should be, I'll tell you right now, there should be a whole raft of these lawsuits on all of the other arbitrary changes to Obamacare and other laws that the administration made that they can't constitutionally make. It's 10:30.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.